This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. COVID-19 hospitalizations in Colorado have risen to their highest level since mid-February in the latest weekly report. Here's CPR's John Daly.
The number is now 137. That's up 2 from the prior week and far below the highest numbers recorded in the pandemic. But the figure has been going up for 6 weeks, and the trend is still watched as a general indicator of the impact the virus is making in the community. Cases and emergency department visits diagnosed with COVID-19 are also going up. Updated COVID-19 vaccines are expected to be available later this year. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The group behind ballot measures to create a new position in veterinarians' offices turned in signatures to the state this week. CPR's Allison Borden has more.
Supporters of Initiative 145 want the state to certify veterinary professional associates to address a shortage of skilled workers and the increasingly steep cost of pet care. The measure would make a new mid-level position between a vet technician who has a 2 years associate's degree and a veterinarian who has 8 or more years of education. The new position could diagnose animals, perform routine surgeries, and complete other procedures. Veterinarian associations, however, oppose the measure over concerns about adequate training and overstepping technicians who may have more experience. The Secretary of State is in the process of validating the signatures to see if Initiative 145 makes the November ballot. I'm Allison Borden, CPR News.
A criminal record will no longer be an automatic bar to entry for a wide range of licensed positions in the state. A new law says only convictions directly related to a particular occupation can be used to disqualify someone from getting licensed for it. Supporters say the change will help people move on from their criminal history by making it easier for them to find stable employment while broadening the labor pool for employers. Who will be the Democratic vice presidential nominee? A lot of speculation about who Kamala Harris will choose as a running mate. We'll talk with someone who's advised other presidential candidates just ahead here on Morning Edition. This is CPR News.